This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, listen to that. Listen.
Oh.
Isn't it quiet? Guess who's not here this morning?
I can't guess.
Anna Louise Murphy.
Do you know what? I've never heard the middle name before.
Louise, yes.
Anna Louise.
Yes. Yeah, she's not here this morning. Isn't it quiet?
It is quiet.
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah, I feel a lot more focused.
I feel like I've had a lot more research. A lot more focus. Not as much humour.
No, it hasn't been quite as silly.
No, not as silly this morning, pre-production. But God bless you, Anna Murphy. She's sick as a dog. No, she's not sick.
No, she's not.
She's got a back problem at the moment. Yes. And as I said to her, I said, "Doll, look, you've got your little slip disc happening there. You've met your hot country boyfriend. You're a little bit old to be, you know, swinging around the barn on the hay bales. You need a good therapeutic bed.
Yeah, isn't it fitting?
One that the actual angle's up, you know,
for the remote control bed.
Yeah, and maybe a little handle on the wall to get out.
I did think it's fitting that she's done it back in the week of Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes. Yes, she has.
And I did see the romantic post with the flowers and the picture frame.
Yeah, well, there's a story about that as well.
Is there?
Yeah, because Lucas, her boyfriend, has been told on many occasion, lilies are not my favourite flower from Adam.
Oh, yes. Also, lilies kill cats, and that's not going to
kill cats and whatever. And anyway, he's rocked up last week, pre-Valentine's, to do the whole, I'm more than just a Valentine boyfriend. And has turned up with lilies.
Oh, gosh.
So it's now become hashtag Lilygate because he keeps doing it. I mean, how many times do you need to be told?
So do you think she did her back throwing the flowers over the balcony or something, do you think?
I don't know how she's done her back, but it doesn't take much with her. She said it was through exercise, which, for me, thinking about Anna doing exercise, because she's not the greatest sports person in the world, is she? No. Well, but she doesn't like it.
Look, she has done a triathlon. I'll give her that. I haven't.
I think it could be a little bit psychological.
Ooh, there is the hypochondria.
There is the hypochondria. And Valentine's Day was a couple of days ago.
Wasn't it just?
I don't pay too much attention to it.
Oh, it's all a bit of codswallop, isn't it?
Look, I would like to hear, we've heard, if Anna Murphy was here, we'd be launching into how good her Valentine's was with her country lad, Lucas.
Champagne here.
Yeah, Lily's there. Yeah. but we want to hear from the Joysters this morning and tell us, what did it go as well as what you thought?
Mine was a bit of a balls up.
Was it really?
Yeah, a little bit of a balls up.
Do tell.
Look, my partner and I have been together for 16 years.
Well, which is, hey, I want to give you the clap for that. I can't do it for
thanks.
Here,
yeah,
can I?
You don't worry. No. Let's not worry about it. Yeah. It's okay. Thank you, though. it would have been nice if he gave me the clap. That feels awkward.
That is awkward.
Really awkward.
So 17 years in, how are those Valentine's going?
And the thing with Valentine's, we only found this out this year, actually, is that Valentine's Day is supposed to be, it's not supposed to be when you're in a relationship, it's supposed to be prior, like it's, yes, you know, be my Valentine, like, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, my partner said to me on Saturday, Valentine's Day is coming on Tuesday, so maybe, you know, let's go out for dinner.
Romance.
Oh, that sounds great, lovely, we'll go and have a nice dinner somewhere, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Well, about 3 hours later, he says to me, I think I might do a juice cleanse next week.
Oh. What do you mean?
Well, he's been talking about doing a juice cleanse.
But not on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Get out.
So here he is off on Monday morning. He goes off and gets his juices for the day for a 3-day juice cleanse. That's smack bang right in the middle. There's Valentine's Day,
there's
right?
There's the dinner gone.
Dinner out the window.
What else happened?
Well, no. So then I thought, I'm like, well, I'm going to make a nice meal for myself. So Valentine's, there I am. He's sitting on the couch, chugging on his juice. I'm in the kitchen, slaving away, making a beautiful meal. He's like, can you not eat that near me? Romantic.
Yeah, romantic. And go and sit in the other room. Romance.
Absolutely, romance. And then all I got, because he's on the juice cleanse, stinky farts.
Oh, that's a perfect Valentine. See, I crave that. Being a single guy
really?
For a number of years and not having had Valentine's for quite a few years now.
I crave that. I could have jarred some up for you and sent
them off
to you.
I'd go the stinky fart person, partner, any day of the week. Anna Murphy was talking. She was saying to me, she's talking about her Valentine's with Lucas and whatever and blah, blah, blah. It was all lovely. And she said, how was yours? I go, I said, yeah, actually something really lovely happened to me. She goes, what? Thinking it was going to be a date or whatever. I said, Pornhub, the the porn site gave me a free porn day for Valentine's Day.
Yay!
Yay. Single man's dream. Awesome. This
congratulations.
Is, thank you very much. That's it's, from the movie.
Is it the Lion?
The Lion.
Lion? Is
yep.
that right?
Yep. And it's a brilliant. If you haven't seen the movie, the movie is.
Have awesome. You seen it?
I've seen the movie.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it
good.
Is. Didn't we talk about this on air last week?
Did we?
I think so.
Was
where
I
were
here?
You?
I don't know. Clearly, I've got memory issues.
Anyway, Anna had been to see it. I've seen it. It is, without a doubt, probably the best movie I've seen in a long while. And the thing that intrigued me the most about it, like the kid in it, this little Indian kid, has never acted before.
Oh.
They found him. He was actually sitting in the seats of the audition waiting for someone else who was auditioning.
Oh.
And they turned around and saw him and said, oh, do you want to give it a go? Gave it a go, got the part.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Oh, that's such a good story
such
already.
Such a good story. He was brilliant. And the other favourite part of the movie was Nicole Kidman's hair. The wig that she was wearing. and the whole way through it, I thought, that's an awful looking hairdo. That's awful looking. But then they showed the photo of the woman, who the real woman, later on
right.
at the end of the movie. And she had the same wig as Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, good casting.
Which is great.
Great.
Anyway, while we're speaking about India,
yes.
here's one for you.
Oh.
A man was arrested on suspicion of smuggling gold after he was stopped at an airport for walkie in a suspicious manner.
Oh.
The Indian man was called to one side by customs officers after getting off a plane in India on Sunday. Upon inspection, officers discovered 8 gold bars weighing a total of 800 grams inside his luggage.
Ooh.
That wasn't the most shocking part, though, Timbo. Here we go with this one. Staff then decided to x-ray the suspect. Oh, oh, dear me. They found another 12 bars of gold on him.
Really?
Where? Inside his rectum. Oh.
Pardon?
My ancient area just squeezed up then.
Oh, dear.
Yes, the man had spent 4.5 hours on a flight from Singapore with the bars inside him. The total, he was carrying more than 2 kilograms of gold.
Oh, my Lord.
Yep, estimated street value of £70,000, which is about $100,000.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. He's packing some serious nuggets that way. Time to check in with old mate from Broken Back Mountain.
Oh.
Anna Murphy, good morning. I've stolen your line already.
You did steal my line.
I know, it's a bloody
That's
good
okay.
it's a bloody good I'm line up, though.
I'm up here at Broken Back Penthouse, actually.
Oh.
Look, I don't know what I've done. This old girl decided to come out of the gates a bit strong like a couple of weeks ago and
What do you mean? What were you doing a couple of weeks ago? Like
body
is this an exercise
class?
Oh God.
Oh well, no wonder.
Yeah, and I had a couple of them and some jogging. And this old fragile bones don't like it, I don't think so.
No, God no. Well, you've been...
No, I'm laid up here in my apartment trying to actually learn how to walk again. So tip for punters, don't exercise.
You've been sorely missed this morning.
Yes, you have.
Oh,
and
I missed you all. I've
we've had
for the last...
We've had about 70 phone calls and messages in from people going, where is she? Bring her back. And we're like, no, it's a boys' day in today. Stuff her. We don't need her.
It is a boys' day. You know what? It's sad, isn't it? It's just sad that, you know, you've got to take yourself out of the equation to remind people that you were there in the first place.
That's
yes.
true.
Actually, yes, that's true, Anna Murphy. So you're bedridden for a couple of days, is that right? We did...
The thing is, I just can't sit for long periods of time.
Oh,
so
which is, for someone like you, that's torture. Someone who loves to sit and like a lizard on a rock. Lazy
it's
lizard on a rock.
I think you're very rude. I think it's either lay flat down or walk around in circles around my apartment. So,
God.
Get your cat dizzy, doll.
But, yeah, look, she's a very, very needy cat. I've managed to make her the neediest animal. Yes.
Yeah, where did she learn that from, eh?
Where did she get that from?
I'm already stir crazy. It's been a day and a half, and I miss people. So
oh God! Well, listen. Hopefully, look. If you don't, we did talk about this morning earlier on, like 6:30 this morning, that you've got to stop throwing yourself around the barn in the haystacks out of Bromsey with your country boyfriend.
Yes. How fitting that it's come right after Valentine's
Day.
Back's out.
At your age, you just need the therapeutic bed, the one that lifts up and down, and maybe have a handrail next to the bed as well. Is that right?
Oh, I'd love that. I'll see if someone can bring that round today.
And if you could get maybe a buzzer like laid in on the floor so that when you fall, you've got some quick access to a buzzer
Absolutely.
Straight to the medical centre.
Yeah, there you go. Done.
This is the most depressing depressing phone call I've ever received in my life.
Well, we love you, Anna Murphy, and we can't wait to have you back on air next week. And
just, I can't wait either.
Just be for you, we decided to choose a track from a singer that we know is close to your heart, yeah. that you love dearly, and that you've, you know, seriously worshipped the ground she walks on. This is Madonna for you, Anna Murphy. This is Living for Love on Joy.
Oh, yay!
This is a quick little throwaway one. A really interesting story out of Memphis.
Oh.
A Memphis, Tennessee funeral home is undertaking a new project offering drive-through visitation for the bereaved. That's dead people, if you didn't know. The R. Bernard funeral home is housed in a building that was formerly, well, it was a bank. So owner Ryan Bernard decided to take advantage of the drive-through by allowing mourners to pay their respects without leaving the car. He said, "I thought it would be neat to add to Memphis. Just to add something unique to our funeral home." Bernard said the family having a funeral can schedule a drive-through visitation early in the day.
Oh.
That's fantastic, isn't it? People drive up to the visitation window, sign in on an iPad, and get to view the dearly departed.
Oh, gosh.
I think that's fabulous. That is such a good story.
I tell you what, I'd take a large fries and a Coke too.
Oh, that 50 Shades of Darker is causing all sorts of problems, isn't it, Timbo?
Well, the first one did, didn't it? I'm not surprised the second one has too.
Well, here's one for you. Sydney Usher has had one heck of a shock after a student night viewing of 50 Shades Darker.
Oh,
the cinema. Well, the cinema posted a photo on Twitter of a cucumber that had been found on the floor following the conclusion of the film. While it could definitely be a very clever little stunt, the photo went bonkers on
social media. I bet it did.
And they put on here, on their social media, that awkward moment when you find a cucumber in the cinema after 50 Shades session.
Oh.
People went crazy, social media. And then, you know what I love about social media? They pick up on things that, obviously,
yeah,
just random stuff. Social media users were quick to point out that whoever posted holding the cucumber might want to wash their hands.
Oh, good point.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, good point.
You know, we don't know.
That's brave to pick that up, isn't it?
Look, while some people pointed out that the viewers may have just opted to eat a healthier diet, choosing cucumbers, not cucumbers, do you, over salty popcorn?
We had a gag. I don't think it's as funny as that now.
No. I think we need to go to a song and I think we need to go home.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.